Now, on the big conversation today, inspired, I have to say, by a conversation after 8 o'clock and a number of calls already coming in on the question of whether our legal system is in a bit of turmoil. Our legal beagle after 8 o'clock, Sarah, was discussing with me whether we're moving away from your innocent until proven guilty to your guilty until you're prepared to prove yourself innocent, particularly on things like motoring offences.
Absolutely. We heard from James Walford, who has basically, his story is that in fact, two out of three cases, the evidence that was supplied against him was not conclusive. And that evidence that was given to him, he made a judgment on that. And he decided to go ahead and have his day in court based on evidence that would not have been the evidence that he saw in court. So he felt that the whole thing was speeded up, that the whole thing, that justice, that he wanted his day in court to go and because he couldn't remember if he'd committed those offences. So he wanted to know, is our justice system, is it failing in the sense that you get the form, you tick the box, you send it off, you take the hit, you get the 3 points. In actual fact, they just want you to do that just because it wants to be quicker and streamlined and get the people in, get them out, and ship them in and ship them out.
Which is what Sarah said. She said
justice,
it's all about process.
Well, yeah. Is that justice?
That's, I think, the thing that frightened me, and there were clearly, Sarah couldn't talk on air because of her job, but there were cases that weren't just motoring offences where people were basically taking the hit because they didn't want the faff of going through the court process. And one has to ask the question whether that is what justice is all
is
about.
Is that justice? Is it? Yeah. Is streamlining? Do we need to streamline justice? Because if we streamline justice, is that justice at all?
Yeah. Call us. We'd love your thoughts on this. 0845 3030 961 is my phone number. Text Solent and your message to 81333. Thank you to those who have already been in touch on this subject. So this isn't so much about whether people did it or not. It's about the system. And whether, for example, if you get a speeding fine in the post, do most people just accept it because the thought of going through the process of questioning it, and James did, and two out of the three cases were thrown out by the judge because the evidence wasn't good enough, basically. Is that good enough?